Because there have been already two presentations at Radiance Workshops, how it works and so on, but I give a very brief introduction to it. Talk about a little bit about the current restrictions regarding photomapping code. Then how is it implemented in ASIN, and talk a little bit about header file, a little bit more detailed than Alessand did before. Because for you as user, this is the most important thing if you want to use this, because the only thing you have to take into account is some additions to the header file of ASIN. Okay, photo mapping, what is it? Why we did it? It was about, I don't know, 10 years ago at that time. There was no three-phase method available, and it was also not seen in the background, so we decided, and we wanted to have also the advanced demonstrations. And so we had a PhD from Roland Speckler at our institute who implemented photon mapping into the DASIM environment because we wanted to have a possibility to calculate tau sticks and also light redirecting system. These are specular lines. This rendering is already, I don't know, 8 years ago or 10 years ago. And so we wanted to have a calculation method, which is also fast, for specular mirror material to use as geometry in the whole scene. So that was the purpose why we did it. But up to now, it's yeah. So how does it work? It's a so-called two-pass method. So we have the first step, which is more or less the emission of the photons into a scene, and the photons are stored in the whole scene. And then the second step is the gathering of the photons to evaluate the current situation, which could be illuminance value or images or so. So we are using, you can use the same photon mapping for different view options, different view directions and view positions also. So that's how it works. So these are the two steps. So the first thing is we emit photons. There are different types of photons, global and acoustic one. I don't want to go into detail too much. And they are emitted from light sources, and then they are stored within the scene like this. This is the first step, and this is stored in a huge file, or a small file, depends on the parameters, of course. And then we have a second step where we gather the photons with a so-called density estimate. So if you want to have the illuminance or the luminance at a certain point, then there is a search radius around, or it's defined how many photons should be caught within that, and then the value is calculated. And the implementation into Radiance in general is that we have a one-bounce backward ray tracing step using the normal code, and then gathering the photons then afterwards. So that's the one thing, and then there is a special thing to make it a little bit more efficient regarding fenestration systems. You can define a so-called photon port. This is a place where the photons are going into your scene or a place of interest. So you can define, for example, the window as photon port or several surfaces as photon port. So photons are emitted afterwards from this polygon. The implementation is into Radiance. First, we have the emission. The tool is called MPMAP, make the emission of the photons. The gathering is with modified versions of the typical tools like Artways, Airpick, Airview, and Airpiece. And so, if you get the photon mapping, you can use it. Also, without the photometric option, then you get the normal Radiance code, ray tracing, and if you use them, then it's replaced by the photon. If you download the current version of photon mapping, it's based on a code, I would say between 4.0 and 4.1. It was in December 2007. The reason for this is that, well, we always have to spend money for some people who trying to catch up the code, and so we do it on the irregular basis. So the next update will be somewhere in spring, then go on the current code. At the moment, the package is only available for Linux and Cyprian. The Windows version will be available soon. We are currently compiling. Talking about this, you have to say also the restriction of photon mapping. Well, if you use it and you want to calculate illuminance or irradiance, then it can be done only on real surfaces, so not on sensor points which are somewhere positioned within the air or virtual sensors. So if you want to do that, then you have to make sure that you place there a real geometry, and you have to make sure that enough photons are arriving there also. Using glow material is still not reliable, so it's more or less for getting the direct part of the sun can be used more or less like this. And the photon port does not work with obstructions. So these are the big things. And since we got just now a new project, which I'm really lucky, we get some money a little bit to bring it a step further. We will try to solve these issues also within the next month. Hopefully, we will solve that into spring. That's the plan. As I said before, the Windows version is missing, but this is on the way right now. So that was the photon mapping stuff in general. Implementation into DASIM. It's also, as it is for the other one, it's in two steps. So we have a first step which uses a make PMAP in the background. The only difference is that the original address DC is replaced by another version. So all other tools which were presented by Einstein before are exactly the same. It's just a replacement of the calculation method of the direct part. So the things are more or less fully boxed, so you as user don't see so much behind, so you don't have to deal also with the main PMAP. This is all running in behind. So the only thing is that there are some additional keywords to use this photo mapping. And then you can run it. If you want to do huge studies or whatever and you want to reuse the photon maps, then you have to know that the photon map which is created by PMAP is only stored if you use the static shading option right now, because it's just one version you're running. If you're running the more detailed one, you're running many times. So the sophisticated shading options, for example, have 10 different shading positions. Then the photon mapping will be deleted in between. So we can think of it changing it, but the thing is that sometimes the photon maps are really big. So we talk about sometimes of 1 gigabyte if you have a really huge scene. And so if you have 10 shading options and you have 5 gigabytes, then maybe you run out of space. So we decided right now that we don't keep it, because photon mapping is really quick. So for huge scenes, it takes only maximum 2 hours, and usually it's only 15 minutes to 20 minutes or something like that. So you can rerun it also if you want to. That's it. How does it work? In principle, the process for complex fenestration, well, it's much easier on one hand, but the parameters may be different. So you just have a geometric model of your fenestration system. We have some additional parameters to photon mapping into the header file of DASIM. Then the call of chain DC with the direct part is replaced by another header file, and that's it. And so it's pretty easy to use once. I want to go a little bit into detail about the header file structure. The general thing of the header file is that it contains all necessary operation settings to run days in. So this is the important part, and not the thing you are doing with a GUI or whatever. The important thing is the header file, and you can edit also with an editor. Because as it came up before, the days in GUI, which is right now available, is not really good supported because of lack of financing also, and so not all options can be changed in the header file with the GUI, so it's really good to know what's behind and so that you can change it manually also. The structure is usually easy, so you have your command, then the header file, and then you get the result. So this is the whole thing, how it works. And the keyword in the header file is usually you have the keyword and then the value, and no keyword you have to call it. So, it's so this is similar that Hassan showed before. For this I don't go into detail, these are the project names. Some important issues is the output units. If you want to change from illuminance to luminance, then you have to change also this part here. This was already shown by Alstan, the shading option. This is the simple one, the static one. How is it defined? Usually it's just more or less the file name of what is here. Regarding the radiance options, they are also taken into account for the photon mapping part, except the AB, well, the one. You know that photon mapping is just doing one aim in bound, so it doesn't matter if you stay here AB 5 or 2 or whatever. So this is not really relevant, but all the other options are taken into account during the whole process. There are also some, this is a little bit off topic, but also depends to DAISIM. There are some non-default hidden options within. And one thing is about the sun interpolation, and usually it's the normal interpolation, but there is also nearest neighbor or shadow testing, and I'll shortly quick here to this. This slide was also shown by Alstan before, but the thing is that, if the current sun position is like this, and you have the four neighbors here surround that, the question is which of them should be taken, and the default value is the interpolation of all those four here, depending on the position. But of course, if you have a geometry which hides, for example, two of them, then it doesn't make sense to take the contribution of them, and so in that case you should take the shadow testing one, and then it will be tested if one of the or more of the suns are shaded by geometry, and then this is not used. So, and this you can switch with this parameter here. You can put it here to 2, and it's a copy. And then regarding the glare stuff, there are also some hidden options. So, we had this topic about the speed, and you can, if you know that your scene is maybe not too big or not too far away, if you're close to the facade, then you could reduce the size of the image, which is calculated in each time step, by doing those parameters here. The default value is 800, just to be on the safe side, but it's low. But maybe if you have a sensor which is pretty close to facade, then the image could be also smaller. So. And there's also an option that you store all the images which are calculated in between. So you get a bunch of images then afterwards in a subdirectory then, but sometimes it helps if you have strange results to see. Okay, and now we come to the interesting thing regarding photon mapping. And so we've implemented the photon mapping options, and the main thing is that you switch on the photon mapping, and it's just this calculation mode on, and then there is a bunch of parameters, as that means all the photon mapping options are more or less implemented, which is more or less those ones. There are some more, but only few. And that means you have to, for the global photons, you set the file name and the number of photons which we stored in the scene,
And that's the bandwidth which are for the gathering. And the same for the caustic photons, and this is for the pre-pass things. So more or less you have to think of those values here. If you put that into your header file, it's, let's say, more or less done. And then you can run the whole thing. I skip this. So the usual way how DASIM works, the steps for the calculating the illuminance is this here. So you call ChainDC with a header file for the diffuse one, then for the direct part, then you put the daylight coefficients together, and then you get the illuminance afterward with DSLO. That's the way how it usually goes in DASIM. And if we go now for a photon mapping, current implementation is like this, that you should have a second header file then with the PMAP options. And so you run first your header file with the standard options, then the header file with your PMAP options, and then you paste the things together and you get your header file. So these are the changes which are necessary if you want to use it right now. We are thinking of making it more user-friendly to have just one header file for the whole process here, but then we have to rename all the ambient parameters, because it could be that you want to have different ambient parameters for your photon mapping scene than for your diffuse one, and currently this is not possible. So we decided to have it like this, but we may change that also in the future. Yeah. The status and outline looks like this. The Linux version is available right now. I just have some problems putting it on our web server, so if you want to have it quickly, then you send me an email. Otherwise, it will be available in about 2 weeks on our server. As I said before, we are trying to compile it under Windows. My programmer said he is quite finished with that. I hope this is really true. And major update of PMAP with all the things what I told before, that means solve the sensor issue, glow issue, photon board issue, and also put to the current Radiance version, is planned to be somewhere in the middle of spring of next year. That was it more or less regarding that. I have just one thing, because it was before I put it in, well, the whole thing is part of a huge thing I had about the ChainDGP profile stuff. If you're using this tool, there are also some hidden options which you cannot use if you're using the GUI. So, for example, if you're using a huge study and you calculate your illuminance in a separate step before, then you don't have to use from the beginning here. So the usual way is you call ChainDGP profile with a header file, and then it initiates first to calculate the vertical illuminance for the given viewpoint. That means it starts the usual DASIM procedure at first, and then the second step, the simplified image, which we told before, the small one with AB0 is done for every hour where the irradiation exceeds a certain level. So we get the hourly thing. The thing is, if you are running a huge study, and then this is not really a good thing, because it's easier to calculate the vertical illuminance probably in another step within, because you are doing it anyhow for studies that you have horizontal illuminance, so you just add the vertical illuminance sensors, put it in a separate file, and can use it afterwards. And so this is the thing which can be done here. So you can use ChainDGP profile also without leaving out the first step here, providing the vertical illuminance calculated in a first step separately. And this is not documented right now, or you cannot apply on the GUI, either on the Java GUI or on Diva or so. This is something which is you can use only if you run it on a command line. Okay, So that's more or less what I wanted to say. And so,
the main advantage of using PMAC to look at the contribution caustics would have to see, as I understand it.
It's caustic or high specular materials, and so like mirrored blinds or
okay.
That's the main advantage. The other advantage is the speed. So also if we are using, let's say, normal Venetian blinds, you can use it, and you get this more or less the same results regarding accuracy, but the speed is, depending on the whole scene, I would say factor 5 to 15 faster. So, but you have to, on the other hand, you have to deal in advance with the parameters. So what I said before with the virtual sensors, so you have to be sure that enough photons are arriving there, and so you have to be sure that you are really collecting the photons just around there and not photons somewhere, because this could happen. So if you don't do it properly, then you increase your radius really big, and then you get not reliable results. And if you are just running the Dasein thing, you don't have images, and so you are not seeing if there are problems. So it's really good usually to have an image before to see if those situations are really covered correctly. So this, but let's say that's something you should have a little bit experience how to use the photon mapping options. That means how many photons you have to distribute when you have such a scene or something.
Is it, just as another question, we had a similar problem with the project, which was the big round the caustics being concentrated in the middle. And are there any limitations to the type of geometry? Because when I don't know if it was a bug or not, we were using a mirror material to produce reflection concentrated. And if we use OBJ2 mesh to reflect, we didn't see the concentration, but if we use polygons, then we saw the reflections or the concentration effect. Is there any limit with PMAP to the types of primitives or geometry?
The only limitation is the versions.
Okay.
So if there's a new primitive which is after, I don't know, 2010, then it's not supported. If it's before, then it should be supported. Except mist material, I think. This is something which is also not supported. Yeah?
That's a good question. So if you wanted to have, say, a blind that's actually defined by a mirror material, how would that work exactly? Because the normal Dasein, say, doesn't allow it. So would you have to use the old R-trace DC for the diffuse component with a different material, and then the new R-trace DC for the direct components with the mirror material?
In principle, yes, but you use the same version of R-trace DC. So both codes are implemented. So if you're not using the photon mapping code, then you're using automatically the normal one. So you don't have really the old executable and the new one, or photon mapping and so on, but it's in one thing. So you just switch it on or off.
One note regarding this DHG, you don't need the mirror material anymore.
Yeah.
You use metal material,
yeah,
because you don't need the virtual lights.
Yeah, for photon mapping, it's superfluous.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it doesn't work.
Yeah, no mirror material. Yeah, that's true. Metal or plastic.
Okay. Thank you.